Now, let me move on. Verse 10 says that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Now, here's another important verse that needs some explanation, because actually what Paul means when he says that you may approve things that are excellent, he says that you need to try the things that differ. And this has to do, I think, with the Lord's will for your life. There are times that you come to a decision, and there probably are two routes that you can go. Which route should you go? Well, very frankly, there are times you won't know. And if you think the Lord's going to put up a green light or have an angel appear to you at night, I think you're wrong. He never did that for anyone, even in the Scripture, at all. The thing is that he expects you to use a little consecrated and concentrated gumption. And therefore, we need to try the things that differ. A man was telling me about, I think it was in his own business, that there were two routes open to him. And he said he tried one of them, and it didn't work. Although he said, I prayed about it. And then he says, when I saw that didn't work, I came back to the crossroads. And he says, you know, the interesting thing is, I sure knew what the Lord's will was then. The other one didn't work, and there's only one open. And he says, I followed that one, and it was it. God says, try the things that differ. And this idea today that the Lord's going to flash a green light for you at every crossroads, I think you will find that a big mistake. Now, we find here that ye may be sincere. And that word sincere is a very interesting word. It's sinceres, a Latin word which means without wax. You see, when the Romans started out, they were a rather brutal people, but a very strong people. And they destroyed a great many of the art treasures of Greece in many places, Asia Minor. You can see examples of that over there today. I was interested in looking at several temples over there. And the Temple of Diana, well, actually was a beautiful thing from an architectural standpoint, but it was apparently right near the headquarters of Satan, for that matter. But the art troves of Greece, many of them were broken up. And so when the Romans came to the place in their culture, they appreciated this, they began to gather them up, many of them broken. So if there was a crack in a statue, why, a man that was a dishonest art dealer would take wax and fill it in so that you couldn't even tell that it was broken. And he would sell it as a genuine, you know, perfect example. A man would buy it, take it up to his villa in North Italy, and put it out in the garden and walk out the next day, and it's a hot day, and lo and behold, the wax is running down out of a crack in that lovely vase or whatever it was that he bought, some statue probably. Well, then the reputable art dealers began to put on their materials sinceres, without wax. That is genuine, and that there'd be no wax put in it at all, and they guaranteed it like that. Now, Paul is saying that. Don't be a phony. Be genuine. Be real today. And getting back to the last verse, don't go around patting everybody on the back saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and telling them how much you love them when you're going to stick a knife in their back the minute that they leave town. That is the thing that Paul is talking about here. He says that you may be sincere and without offense. Now, a better word is blameless. Now, you cannot be without offense. I do not believe if you preach the Word of God today that you can be without offense. And that's the reason you ought to pray for your preacher, if he's a Bible preacher, and you ought to defend him, for the very simple reason that if he's giving out the Word of God, he'll do it with offense. Some people will be offended at it. I had the funeral several years ago of a movie star. And, of course, all that crowd came. They didn't appreciate what I said. I can tell you, they were antagonistic. I even got telephone calls from some of that crowd. Why? Because my message was offensive. as one TV newsman, though, when he gave the report, he said, Hollywood heard something today they'd never heard before, and I understand he was a Christian. Well, may I say to you, pray for your preacher and defend him if he's giving out the Word of God. He'll not do it without offense, but he can be blameless. Blameless. Make sure that what they accuse you of, you're not guilty of. When I first came pastoring downtown Los Angeles, I met Dr. Jim McGinley at that time in Chicago. And he said to me, how do you like being pastoring downtown Los Angeles? I said, well, I certainly am enjoying it. It's a marvelous opportunity, and the crowds are coming and all that. But I said, I find out I can't defend myself. I hear reports about me that are terrible. And Dr. McGinley says, that's all right. He says, just make sure that none of them are true. Be blameless. You can be blameless, but you won't be without offense till the day of Christ. Now, the day of Christ, again, has reference to his coming for his church. We've had that now. This is the second time. That is the rapture of the church. And a child of God should walk in the light of that all the time. Now he says, verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Have the fruits of righteousness, which of course are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit producing fruit in the life of the believer, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc., and etc.